Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
But before we get there, every Monday night at this time, we talk football development and we want to hear the stories of those who have been there and done that. Let them share those stories with us so that we can go there and do that. And one person who certainly has been there and done that is none other than Josta Dlala, who's standing by on the line. Josta, thank you so much for your time and thanks for talking to us here on Kaya FM.
Yeah, thanks for having me and good evening to all the listeners.
Josta, we will talk about your career, the MTN 8 in particular, but I guess for many people and many of the youngsters and parents who listen to this show, I get contacted by a lot of parents whose children are in academies or they're trying to get their children into academies, and that road to professional football seems so far, so long. Where did Josta Dlala start his football and how did he get there? I know it's a long story, but give us what you can.
Yeah, I'll try and be short on that. But I mean, we all had dreams. We all, as youngsters, dream to be somebody or to be something. I mean, I didn't think that I was gonna be a professional player because anyway, I didn't have any connects when I was younger. But I mean, a young boy from Midland Soweto, suddenly I was just playing football. I didn't know that I had the talent up until people were telling me that I was talented. Mm-hmm. I was just playing football in the streets and. I think when I just made it at the Vets Juniors, then I just started seeing that, hey, there is a chance, So once I got that chance, breaking into the Vets system, and I just saw a chance and I couldn't look back and I started doing so well. And I took every game that I played as if it was my last. And they always say play it as if it's your last because you don't know who's watching. And then that's what happened with me when I was playing for the under-19s. And Eddie Lewis was just standing in the corner there and he asked the coach, who's that boy? Mm-hmm. And then he said, I want that boy to be coming up there and play and training with the first team. So that's what happened. I think it's all about just getting a chance. We all want chances, but what do we do once you get that chance? Do you grab with both arms and do you go all out and work on it? And I think it's all the principles in life. It's all the same. We all get chances. You put more work at it. If you put more work at it, there's a lot of returns coming back. And that's what I did. And I'll be lying to you if I said I'll be known all over the country right now when I was younger, because I only realized once I made it that the things that I never had, now I can get them. The PlayStation that I always wanted, now I can get it with this game. That's a truth. Hey man, I always wanted the big screens.
Yes.
Hey, now I can get it. That's what happened, and that actually kind of pushed me every time because I knew that this is the thing that I could. That it could take me all over the world. It could take me to the countries that I've never been at, and I never looked back from there.
Let's talk a little bit more about that. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to former Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns man Josta Dlala, speaking about how he got into the game. Of course, starting with Wits and Eddie Lewis. We remember him very well.
No, Eddie Lewis was still with the first team then, and I was with Derek Blakensie with the Colts, and then Eddie was just coming to check us
to watch you and says we need that boy. Yeah,
but he said, who's that boy? Who is he? And that's how I got spotted. That's what happened.
But tell us more about that, Josta, because you speak about the fact that you it wasn't like your dream, or you didn't say one day I'm going to be there. When the opportunity came, you used it. But certainly to use an opportunity as a young person is a little bit different maybe to use an opportunity when you're older and wiser.
Yeah.
Because we see a lot of talented young footballers at that age, 16, 17, 18, 19, perhaps they think they know everything, their talent will last forever, and things don't go that way. Who was advising Josta Dlala to say, do it like this, this is an opportunity, use it? Was it your parents that were giving you good advice? Perhaps some of the coaches that you were working under at the Wits Juniors? Tell us more about that part of your early football development.
Now, let me tell you something. I'd be lying if I said my parents used to tell me, be like, yo, you got to push. I used to take myself to training and my dad didn't want me to play soccer. He was like, yo, you stay at school. Soccer business, I don't want to hear anything about the soccer business. But also, you're talking about talent. Talent in everything in life, it's only 5%. 95% is dedication. 95% is sacrifice. When people are dancing, not saying you shouldn't do that, but you should know that now you're a sport person. 12 o'clock, guys, I've had fun, let me go sleep. Mm-hmm. When people are going out clubbing, you start training first and then go club.
Who taught you that, Josta? Who taught you that?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just had that in my system. The thing is, I grew up not having. I grew up not having. When once I saw that, you know, I could get the things that I always wanted in life, mm-hmm. by through soccer. And there's a lot of people, we can't all be like corporate guys, you know, we can't all be lawyers, we can't all be doctors. You know, I could see that the doors for me was being a sport person. And then, like, that's how I was going to achieve things. So there's nobody that actually taught me that, but it's just something that came naturally. Mm-hmm. So I'd be lying to you if I said, like, somebody sat down with me and said, this is the route. But I think it's the attitude, it's choices that we're making in life. I mean, our parents can only guide us. They can only, like, you know, shelter us up to a certain point, take you to the best schools. But at the end of the day, you're going to make those choices that you need in life that are going to get you through in everything that you're going to be experiencing in life.
We're talking to Josta Zaza on the home of the Afropolitan, and when we talk about football development at this time every Monday night, we often talk about the holistic preparation of a player. There is the physical preparation, but there is also the mental and emotional preparation of player to get him ready for the elite phase. And this is what Josta Zaza is sharing, how he got himself ready to accept an opportunity when it came to him. And then you get into the professional ranks. Now you're playing first team. You're being seen on TV. You're playing TV matches because those days, TV matches weren't every day like nowadays where every match is on TV. We'd get a TV match on the weekend. And sometimes the TVs during the week, those matches wouldn't be on TV. Now you're playing a big TV match. You're playing against a Pirates, a Sundowns, whatever. How did you then continue to use that opportunity? Because sometimes players get into the professional ranks and then waste the opportunity because now, as you're saying, those things are coming. The money is coming. Yeah. How did you stay grounded? Because Josta Zaza was one of those players where we hardly heard bad things about him, and he had a long career and stayed healthy and fit. How did you do that?
Don't get it twisted, dog. I was naughty.
I like the honesty.
You know what I mean? I was naughty, but, you know, I kept it on the low. You know what I mean? I was a normal kid. You know, but I make sure that, you know, when I went to the game, I just gave it up. But the thing was, I remember my first game, it was against AmaZulu in Durban. And that was, like, I think it was the first time I was on a flight. Like, we went to Durban. I remember Derek, I think I was the only player who was sitting first class. I think, you know, I don't know why.
It was a side of things to come.
You know, and then I remember when I first signed, Derek said to me, "Stick with me, Josta, I'm going to make you famous." I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about? But I played against, you know, I played, I think, second half. I came on as a sub. I nearly scored. I think I was shocked that I was alone in front of the keeper. And I didn't know what to do. I was so quick that I didn't even know that how quick I was. And then the second game, it was against Jomo Cosmos. Mm-hmm. I scored a goal in that game. And I never looked back. The third game, it was against Pirates. I scored a goal against Opara. And I was like, hold up. No, what's going on here? So I've got an advantage here. I'm quicker than most of these guys here. Mm-hmm. So these guys are scared to play against me. So, like, I had to recognize what was my, kind of like, you know, my talent. Like, what was something that I had that other players didn't have?
Your strengths.
Working on that. The strength, yes. That's the way that I was looking for. So I found out, like, my strength, what it was early. And I started, like, you know, using it. So I just used to abuse a lot of players, just running at them because they hated it. And I was like, okay, they're scared of it. Because I was the skinniest guy by then. I was so skinny. Mm. But then they couldn't catch me. So I had to realize and, like, find out who was Josta, what was Josta good at, you know, and obviously work on my craft. And that's what I did. I think that's the most important thing, like, just knowing what you want and then understanding what's your strength and just working on it and using it. So try not to be anybody, but be yourself. I think that was the key that I used when I was younger.
Yeah, Josta Zaza sharing some of those beautiful memories with us, sharing some memories in particular from his days with the Clever Boys. But maybe more specifically, talk to us about then the top eight, because it is a much loved competition in South Africa. And for a long time, it was very unique to South Africa. It didn't exist anywhere else. And it's something that we grew up watching. BP Top 8, we loved it. And now it's MTN 8. We still love it.
Yeah.
Share with us some of your memories from playing in a Top 8 competition.
First of all, shout out to MTN. Like, I mean, MTN 8 is, we all know that, you know, the first game of the second round, like in Spolokwane City against Highlands Park, is going to be playing tomorrow, and then it's going to be Sundowns and Super Sport on Tuesday.
Big game.
So people must support that. It's on Tuesday, it's Polokwane City against Highlands Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday, it's Sundowns against Super Sport. So basically, me and a few legends were chosen by the fans So there was initially there was like 20 names that were given out, and then the MTN said, okay, they came up with this campaign this season saying that, you know, own your game. So they basically giving more responsibility to the fans and saying, okay, now we want you to be more involved. We want you to kind of like choose the man of the match, because mm-hmm. we all know that. Fans always complain when they choose Jota, like, ah, Jota, you know, come on, why are you choosing that guy? He never did well. So like now they say, okay, now you guys can choose the man of the match. You guys can choose like the skills that you guys like, which is the moment of brilliance. Not only that, we've got 20 names of the legends. You can basically choose those 8 out of the 20, choose 8, and those 8 legends, they're going to be going around the country and like talking to kids, going to schools, going to disprivileged schools, and like talking to kids and like taking out you know, giving out like, you know, a soccer kit and netball kit and like, you know,
beautiful.
You know what I mean? And all these type of things. So we're not here. I'm not doing this for MTN because I'm the smartest of all those players out there, but it's because of the fans that wanted us to be doing this great job courtesy of MTN. So basically, like, you know, now, like, you know, this MTN 8 now is cut down to top four teams, which is like, you know, the next 2 days we're going to be knowing who's going to be going to the finals. Mm. So we just being like, you know, the messengers of MTN. It's me, Vito Vilagazi, to call a few, Dogo, Fabian McCarthy, Katleho Kilampela. So we're just going all around the country, just like talking to kids and trying to encourage them and try to tell them that, you know, education is key, guys. As much as you want to be like us, hey, listen, I was just a lot of back in the days. You don't see me no more. But mm-hmm. if you have education, you know, you have something to fall back on when the soccer is done. You know what I mean? But you don't only have to be in soccer or be playing soccer. You can also be a doctor. You can also be a lawyer and all of that. So that's the message that we've been doing.
A wonderful message. Yeah, a wonderful message. And we thank MTN. And I guess you don't have to be a lawyer, doctor. You can also be a radio presenter getting to ask people questions. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Talking about you, like, you know, DJs as well, there's a thing called, sorry to catch you, man. Like,
no, I'm listening.
Called,
lovely.
Like, you know, there's a thing called last journalist standing. So it's actually MTN is also giving back to you guys that are talking to us right now. And obviously, like, you know, you talk about a lot of things. You keep people updated out there on radio. So they actually saying like now there's a last journalist standing. So you can actually there's a format that they came up with that, you know, you can win a trip with your partner, you know, as the last journalist standing, and you can travel with the last fan standing. And obviously, to be the last fan standing, you need to just like dial *144*8# as an MTN subscriber, and you can get a chance to win R1 million. Not only that, you get to travel around the world to anywhere. Like, you know, if you're supporting Barcelona, you can go
watch some of those big derbies. I remember they went to watch Barcelona against Real Madrid, I think a couple of years ago, and it was absolutely magnificent. Saw all those photos on social media. I guess then we'll leave it with a parting shot, Jostatlata, before we get your predictions on tomorrow and Wednesday night's game. Do you have a particular memory, maybe a goal you scored from a top 8 match during your days?
I'll be lying to you. I scored a lot of goals, but I was more of a creator. I was a chef.
Yes.
I used to cook up like those dishes for. I was surprised, Muriri, Sapula. Sure. So I scored a lot of goals, but you know, I think I had more assists like most of the players out there. I was a winger, so for me it was just cooking those food on the side and just putting in the process for the striker to score. So I'd be lying to you if I said, dog, I remember most of the goals that I scored, but I know that I scored a lot against Pirates. I know it.
They know it too. Don't worry. They know it too. Okay, give us your predictions. Polokwane City been on a good run. They're sitting somewhere close to the top of the table. They beat Kaizer Chiefs this weekend. For me, they've got a player who I still can't understand how he's never played for Bafana, Jabu Maluleke. What do you think?
One of the most underrated players out there. Hardly loses the ball. Always make the right decisions on the ball. You know, for me, I mean, he's one of the most underrated players out there. But I think the game is going to be tricky because they're playing against, like, you know, a team that can run for 300 minutes. Mm-hmm. You know, at home it's difficult to beat. They're stubborn to beat, but which is Highlands Park. And now Highlands Park is playing against a team that on any day when they're on song, they can destroy anybody. So for me, the first 30 minutes is important for Polokwane City to win the game. But the further the game goes, now the advantage changes to Highlands Park. So it will depend if Polokwane City takes those chances that they're going to create, because we all know they they create a lot of chances out there. So I'll give it to Polokwane City.
And then Sundowns and SuperSport, can we predict it? I mean, SuperSport scored 3 in an absolutely entertaining match on Saturday night. They've got some informed players, especially in the front line and in the midfield. But Sundowns have just returned from the CAF Champions League. Hey, haven't been lucky in the top 8 competitions under Peter Musimane because of the CAF Champions League, I would suspect. What do you think? Who's going to take that one?
I mean, you're playing against the guys that have won the Champions League. I mean, which is like Sundowns. I mean, these boys, they just don't know how to lose. I mean, the mentality of the players has changed so much. I mean, they're so confident. They know how to manage the game so well. And then, you know, you can't take advantage of them because like, they're hard to beat. As much as the defense is not that good, they keep the ball away from it. That's how they frustrate the teams. And if they need to tweak up and just like, you know, switch that pace a bit, a lot of teams can keep up with it. And then with the experience of Sundowns has, you can't take it away from them. But they're playing against a team that is looking so good going forward, which is like SuperSport is looking so great when they have Hrobler. It's a totally different team when Hrobler is playing. And now you've got Gabuza who wants to prove a point to people saying that he was finished. You know, he wants to show people that, you know, Paris, you guys let me go. See what I can do now. So both teams for me, I think the weakness that they have is at the back. So this one is going to be a difficult one, but Sundowns goes into this game with an advantage. Because I played for Sundowns before, dog, and I know where my brother has been battered before. I'm going to choose Sundowns, dog. You know, I'm going to be for real with you.
Yeah, Kumuleka, charity begins at home. Just as another, I love it, man. Thank you so much for the conversation. And in particular, thank you for sharing your own football development story and how you got to become the Just as another that we loved for so many years. Thank you so much for talking to Kaya FM.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Thank you. Ah, that was Josta Dladla. What an entertaining conversation. A man for all seasons and such a lively and energetic fellow. And really one of those players that had a long, long life in football. And we look forward to what he's doing now in his post-football career. Giving us his thoughts on the MTN8.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.